Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Frequency Soul Collective. My name is Beck McQuilty. I'm going to be one of your hosts for this evening, along with the beautiful Madonna Guy. I'll introduce myself first and tell you a little bit about who I am. So again, my name is Beck McQuilty. I'm a neurolinguistic kinesiologist, psychic counselor, and also specializing in bioresonance therapy. I work predominantly online with my clients virtually and absolutely love the work that I do. I live on the southwest side of Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, with my husband, Ryan, and my beautiful daughter, Addison, who is 9. She's a homeschooled littlely, just living the absolute dream life. She loves being homeschooled and just thrives in that environment. So it's such a pleasure to be able to have that opportunity to be able to teach her in that way. This evening, I would love to introduce you to my beautiful friend, Madonna Guy. She is a kinesiologist, and not just a kinesiologist, she also teaches kinesiology now as well, and naturopath on the Bayside of Brisbane with a huge amount of experience in the health and wellness space. So I really wanted to introduce you to her this evening, to be able to share her wisdom in this space and around the AO scanner, around the technology that we have in the palm of our hands. And, you know, we always claim that it's a wellness center in the palm of your hand, and we could tell you so many testimonials about how that has been the case, even particularly for me and my family, let alone my clients as well. So I'm going to welcome on Madonna now. Hi, Madonna.
Hi, Beck, how are you?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can do now. Wonderful. Lovely to see you and hear you this evening. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much for organizing this. This is fabulous.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think it's, and I'm sure you would agree, it's really essential for us to be able just to educate people on what is available to them and for them to be able to have this opportunity to take back into the palm of their own hands the power of their own health and wellness. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I've been doing this for 28 years, the few times in my life when I did look at either Rife machines or bioresonance machines, they were always between like 26 and 40 grand. So I could never work out a payment scheme that would not only cover the cost of it, but you could also give good value to clients. It just felt like one of those things that was, I don't know how people did it, but maybe they did that and didn't have a big clinic, or, you know, I don't know how they managed.
Yeah.
So when you chatted to me about this, my mum was in her fourth stage of cancer at the time. It did arrive the week after she died, ironically, potentially. But nonetheless, I don't know what I would be with. I don't know where I would be without it. I just absolutely love it in my clinic and in my daily home life.
Absolutely. And I love that. And I think too how incredibly accurate the scans are. I think when people, you know, some people can be skeptical around the technology, right? And we're going to get into the history of that in a moment, because they don't understand it or they've never experienced it before. Yet when they see the results of their scans, it is just absolutely mind-blowing. And it's my favorite thing is to be able to go through scans with people and just blow their minds as to the accuracy of what we're seeing on a daily basis.
Yes, and I found just recently I had someone and they'd had a whole bunch of neurology tests done and neurological tests done. And this pretty much showed, you know, bit by bit, and they just went through, oh, I just spent this much money at my neurologist. Oh, my, you know, it was just really quite interesting for them to be able to have a look at their bloods and see the correlation, and their nervous system tests and see the correlation. It's really very cool.
It is. I agree. And I have to tell you a really quick funny story, because about a week ago, I really hurt my shoulder and it's been niggling me for a little while. I go to the gym probably 3 to 5 times a week. And in lifting weights, I knew that it was kind of niggling, and I'm thinking, I should probably do something about this now. But of course I didn't. And sure enough, my shoulder, I don't know, at the time I didn't know what I'd done to it, but all that I knew was my shoulder was in so much pain, and the pain literally went down my entire arm, right down the left-hand side of my finger, that whole way. And I was in so much pain for days. And I thought, okay, I rang the doctor, and I rang him and I said, hey, I need a scan on my arm. He goes, okay. So he sends me through the ultrasound and the x-ray. And, you know, this is me being, you know, so conditioned, right? As much as I'm in that natural health space now, the conditioning for so many years for me, and I'm sure many people can resonate, is to go, okay, I've got to ring my doctor. I've got to go have an x-ray and an ultrasound to find out what's wrong with me. And so I ring the x-ray place and they're like, okay, cool. Yep, we can do that for you. And they could not fit me in until tomorrow. So I booked the appointment. I thought, okay. And in the meantime, I thought, well, I'm going to scan myself so I can at least see what's going on and run some frequency for it. So I scan it. I see that I have an inflamed bursa, and then I see the ligament on the sort of left, like right down the left-hand side, and a nerve. And I thought, okay, well, obviously that nerve is pinched, and that's why I've got the pain all the way down to my finger. So we have these incredible Cepheid dots, which we'll go into in a little bit. So I imprint frequency into those. I stick them on the three points of from my shoulder to my elbow to my wrist. And within probably 3 days of doing that and running frequency to it, there was no pain, like probably 80 to 90% gone. And in fact, Wednesday last week, I went to karate. I do martial arts on a Wednesday night. And I was meant to do grading. And I said to Alcancho beforehand, look, I'm really sorry. I'm injured at the moment. I will not be able to grade. I was supposed to grade to maintain a belt. And I get there and he goes, you're grading anyway. That's okay. Just don't use your arm. Well, that's easy enough to say. But I did an entire grading for an hour and a half on that arm with almost no pain. I had a little bit, but I thought, well, I'm going to push through as only I do. And can I tell you, to this day, like tonight, it is 100% better. And here I am going, I still have this appointment tomorrow. What am I bothering going for? So
yeah,
it's such a great story to know that we can take control of our own health and actually look at what's wrong with it and then work to do whatever's necessary to heal it as well. So so I thought that was a pretty cool, very, very recent story. So I still may not go tomorrow. Let's just see. But let's talk a little bit about the technology of, I guess, the AO scan. I've had to do this on different slides, so I apologize tonight. Did you want to speak a little bit about the background? I know that you were mentioning before about these big devices, and I guess that's really what this slide is about. But do you want to speak a little bit more into those really big, oversized, expensive devices?
Oh, look, so many of them have really specific targets, whereas our scanner has a much broader ability to find things. It's like when people say to me, oh, well, I'll just go get an x-ray, and I go, an x-ray isn't going to show that. I said, an x-ray shows bone. You know, you need to almost have an ultrasound, an x-ray, a MRI, you know, each a CT scan. They each do different things.
That's right.
I'm working with some doctors in the past year or so, and there's a lot of Rife machines being used, you know, because and that's where a lot of this technology really did come from. So it's amazing to have something, once again, that's so cost effective that can do some incredible stuff. I just could not afford the big ones. I have spent time in other practitioners' clinics where they just had these huge units, and it's a huge thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for myself that I have been to many practitioners over the years and had bioresonance done, and it's expensive, you know. So for me to be able to have the power of doing that in my own home every single day, and I think that Lauren Swenson, who is the owner of SolX, you know, many, many years ago, over 20 years ago now, bought the rights to a particular bioresonance technology. And that was an enormous device, as you can see here. And they obviously got smaller and smaller over the years. However, they were exceptionally expensive. They were very big and bulky. And I remember Lauren telling the story once of how would it be if we could just get this one aspect of that big scanner down into a handheld. And that part is called the inner voice. And we've got a little bit more information on that shortly. But it was all about balancing the emotions in the body first, because as we know, everything starts with emotion. So if we could do that, if we couldn't do anything else that that scanner could do, but we could just do that, wouldn't it be worth it? And so that's where they started. They started to do the research and to pull that part of the technology into a handheld. And then, of course, once they did that, they couldn't stop there. And so we've been lucky enough now that that enormously big device that you see there has been brought down completely into the handheld. So everything that that big device could do, our device can do now. And in the beginning, as you can see here, the AO scanner was primarily used to help astronauts in space. But in the last 20 years, it has obviously now been released to the public, which is brilliant because, you know, it means that we can utilize it. But I just find it fascinating that, you know, his vision and this all started because he had a son that was disabled and he wanted to help him because his longevity from a lifespan perspective didn't look great. And so when the allopathic model turned around and said, basically, we can't really do much to help you anymore, I think that's exactly when he went to find other options. And this is what he found. So I think the story behind it is brilliant, but certainly what he's done over the years is just exceptional. So we talked a little bit about Dr. Royal Rife already. But let's talk a little bit about scalar wave technology. Did you want to talk a little bit about Nikola Tesla? I'm sure everybody's heard of Nikola Tesla and the scalar wave.
Oh, look, the poor darling, wasn't he ahead of his time, and he died broken alone. You know, he had all of his things were, the patents were bought up by the big wigs, you know, Ford, you know, all sorts of people. And he just did not get any credit he deserved.
Yeah, I think it's only really coming now that people are really starting to acknowledge him for the work that he did, you know, how many years later, but how incredible was his mind to even think so far in advance, right? Absolutely insane. And, you know, the scalar waves were studied extensively by Nikola Tesla and are what they call a lossless energy, meaning that they do not change, deteriorate or alter when sent across distance or substance. And that is the explanation to when people say to us, well, how do you actually scan remotely? Like they don't really understand that concept. It's like, well, it's the same as having, you know, listening to a radio station that is a frequency. And this is exactly what we're working with here is a frequency. And this particular technology or part of the technology of what we utilize in our device is that scalar wave technology so that we can send frequencies remotely, which is incredible. And one thing that I loved is down the bottom here that they can carry any frequency that is programmed into them and be sent anywhere in the universe instantaneously because they travel faster than the speed of light. Now, I didn't know that before I purchased my device. To learn that just absolutely blew my mind. So if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And it's not a new concept, right? Because when we walk into a room, we feel the energy. You feel, even for people who don't work in that energetic space, you can feel whether something feels right or not. And that is working in that energetic space. So even from understanding it from that basic perspective, it's so true. When you think of everything being energy, frequency, and vibration, I feel like it's taken me to a whole new level spiritually, but also how I look at life and how I behave out in the world. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I love that. So that's a little bit more about, oh, that's my, oh, am I going backwards? I feel like I'm going backwards. There we go. Sorry. So Dr. Royal Rife, we were talking about Rife technology, but in 1934, Dr. Royal Rife helped 16 cancer patients become cancer-free using his beam ray technology frequencies. The AOScan does contain Rife frequencies as well. The ultimate goal is for everyone to be able to access, have access to this device to scan their bodies, know the status of their overall wellness at any time, and to use the scanner as an educational tool to improve their health and help others do the same. And I think that that's a really important point, is that we do not claim this to be a diagnostic tool, in inverted commas. We do claim it to be educational, as we are not able to diagnose, cure, prevent, or mitigate any form of a disease. But if you read between the lines and see what Dr. Royal Rife did, and then look at the technology that we have in the palm of our hands, it really is incredible. Albert Einstein, very similar. Albert Einstein said that the future of medicine will be in the medicine of frequencies. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you could not help but get that reality. It can be no other way. It is not philosophy, it is physics. I love that as well. So when we talk about everything being energy, every cell and organ in the body has their own distinctive vibrational frequency. When these frequencies are disrupted, whether by injury, diet, stress, emotion, etc., it results in a disruption that is often so profound that we carry scars for life. When it is not addressed, this can be bring on fatigue, depression, illness, disease, and even death. Over the past 20 years, these vibrational frequencies have been isolated, identified, and cataloged. So everything that we're working with in the body, even emotions, everything has a vibration. And to be able to have the capacity to bring that back into homeostasis, you know, as I was saying before, if that was the only thing that we could do with this device, that would be the biggest blessing that we have. So this is where I might hand over to you, Madonna, because I really feel like this is something that you can speak into in regards to, you know, when we find that root cause of what's actually going on. I mean, you must see it all the time of people coming to you with symptoms, right? And it's about getting down to that, the root cause of what's actually happening. How do you find that AOScanner helps you to do that?
Oh, I find it quite amazing. So for a start, people often want to come in the past, I had another scanner that did heavy metals and body systems and mineral levels. And this does all of those. So
yeah,
one of the things that people loved about that, and each time I ran that machine, I paid the server in Switzerland, Sweden, or somewhere like $85 Australian. So each time I ran it. So
wow.
This is such a difference when you sort of think about the cost benefit here. Absolutely. But quite often people have no idea about their symptomatology and how it links in with something else. So because doctors only look at symptoms, we've been dumbed down to go to the doctor and say, I've got nerve pain, but you're not thinking about why you've got nerve pain. You know, is it because we're carrying handbags? Is it because we are stressed at work like this all day, every day on a computer? Is it because we're doing, you know, screaming at three kids without any support? You know, what is it underneath everything that's going on?
Yeah.
When I'm doing my kinesiology, I always start with stress first. So, you know, I did my day one of Kinesiology Foundations today, and I showed them a handful of things that they can do to check stress in people's body. Because if you don't get the underlying stress, it doesn't matter how much you put someone structurally back into alignment, the body is just going to be pulled out of alignment again the next day. And what I love with the body systems, with the body systems with the AO scan, it gives you those suggestions. And even the clients start to see, gee, it's mentioned hydration with nearly everyone. Gee, it's mentioning managed stress. Gee, it's, you know, and it's sort of, and even the alcohol thing I often point out. Alcohol's often the only thing that doctors have up their sleeve if there's something going on with the liver. But stress is massive with the liver. How much stress do we internalize? And our organs are simply just the holders of this information.
That is so true. Absolutely. My sister actually has had a neck issue for years and years and years. And it wasn't until I did a kinesiology session with her and helped her to manage the stress that pain actually went away. So phenomenal. And so it wasn't a physical, you know, it wasn't like there was a bulging disc or something like that. It really came down to the root cause was 100% stress. So I can completely resonate with what you're talking about there. And, you know, if you look at this example, you know, you see the tree and you see what's on the surface, but you need to really look at what's underneath that. And that's why I love kinesiology too, because that's what we do. But for those who are not qualified in that, to be able to have something in the palm of your hand to really put the pieces of the puzzle together for you is essential. Like when I was doing a scan the other day for a gentleman, hydration, like you were saying with the body system scan, the suggestion kept coming up, hydration, hydration, hydration. And he couldn't understand it because he drinks lots of water. And we're going through and I'm asking a lot of questions and we're getting to different aspects. And then he explains he also drinks a lot of energy drinks with caffeine. So as much as he's trying to hydrate, he's pulling it out with the caffeine and it's, you know, it's giving him that imbalance there. So had he have never been on that that Zoom with me for me to go through his scans with him, he would live his entire life thinking he's completely hydrated.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And the same when I do live blood, you can actually see red blood cells that are not hydrated. And I remember I had this little dude years and years ago and he saw his blood for the first time and everything was dehydrated. And he said, but I drink 15 cups of tea a day. I go, yeah, 15 cups.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Yes. I have the same thing with a very close relative of mine who you may be meeting soon. And, you know, I mean, I won't throw her completely in the deep end, but I nag her like crazy to drink water. And I've just got to a point actually where I feel like she just needs to take responsibility, you know. Yeah. I'm like, hydration is the absolute key. So I attract a lot of clients that are dehydrated because I feel like that's one of my jobs in this lifetime is to nag people about drinking enough water.
Yeah. And I'm sure everyone knows about it, but don't forget good old Celtic salt. It's got 82 minerals in it. So when you put a few bits of Celtic salt into your water, three of those minerals are magnesium. It helps to suck the fluid into your cells so that you get more benefit out of your water as well. And don't forget to don't bother drinking Brisbane City Council water or, you know, don't drink normal water because the fluoride and chlorine, they are antibiotics. They are destroying our microbiome in our gut.
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, before we have an amazing filter from the main now, Madonna, because, well, one, and then we've got another one on the actual tap, which is a whole nother story. But the moral of the story is that when my husband used to have, like, be in the shower, he would come out and his eyes would be, it'd be like he'd been swimming in the local council swimming pool all day because of the amount of chlorine that's irritated his eyes just from having a shower. So imagine like consuming that, you know, and drinking it. So I couldn't agree more. Whatever you do, please do not drink tap water. So what is our solution? So our solution is, and what we're here for tonight is to show you this incredible wellness little center in the palm of your hand. So it is a biofeedback device. It is an educational tool to check your body at any time of the day, restores balance in the body, your mind and spirit. And it's affordable. I think that's probably the most important thing is one, it's effective, of course, because if it's not effective, it's irrelevant. It's effective, but it's affordable so that you can scan, optimize, and harmonize your entire body multiple times a day. I was just saying to a client today that sometimes I get a little overwhelmed if I've got too much on And the best thing that I can do, I say I put myself in timeout. So I'll go and do a scan on myself and sit and listen to the balancing harmonics, even if it's only for 5 to 10 minutes. And it completely shifts the overwhelm and stress completely out of my body. It's such an incredible tool, even if it was just for that. So this is where we come to, I guess, explaining a little bit about the inner voice scan, or as I like to call it, the emotional balance scan, as it isolates and analyzes over 8,000 frequencies across the 12 note octaves in your vocal tone, pitch, and pattern. So it identifies emotional imbalances and then creates harmonizing music to balance your emotional state using musical notes, radionics, and other frequencies. So it uses the same software as a lie detector to be able to obtain accurate results. The generated frequency sound healing harmonics are 100% customized to you. And I love that there are so many people out there, and there seems to be a bit of a trend in listening to frequency music. And I love that. But if you could have frequency music that's customized specifically to you and your emotions, doesn't that just take it to a whole new level? So amazing. I love that. So if you haven't experienced this inner voice scan yet, please reach out to the person who invited you and shared this call with you, because it is something you really need to experience. And here is just an example of one of the reports. So you get a full report on what emotions are out of balance in the body. And this one here is just an example. So this one says self-critical versus self-accepting. So what that means is at one end of the scale, you have being self-critical. At the other end of the scale, you have self-accepting. And what it means is there is an imbalance between the two there. Generally down the southern end, I'm not going to lie, you'll find that you'll read in that report the negative emotions that can come up within that, and then the positive emotions as well. Believe me, when you read that, you're usually sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, they're actually talking to me. Now, they won't necessarily all resonate with you, but a lot of them will. On the left-hand side there, you can see a physical body. And what that's showing you that's highlighted there are the parts of the body that are physically affected by the emotional imbalance. And that's really important to be aware of. Those colored glasses, they are called light wave glasses, and that's what we utilize for color therapy. Now, you can utilize that within your own home, your own clinic, whatever that looks like for you. So if you have a client doing the inner voice, or if you're doing the inner voice on yourself, you can actually use the interchangeable glasses, they're interchangeable lenses, to utilize that color therapy. If you don't happen to have the glasses, I always recommend that these are your supportive colors. So you could wear the color, you can look at the color, particularly if like green or blue comes up, I suggest to go and sit out on the grass and lay up and look at the sky, blue sky. Firstly, you're going to get that beautiful grounding experience, but to partner that with listening to your balancing harmonics is just a whole nother level. It will also suggest to give you suggestions of your imbalances, of what could also be going on physically in the body. It could give you potential causes, what emotions are attached to that. And then vitals being, we've got an entire vital scan, but it gives you some ideas on what your body might be needing or what might be out of balance there. So that is the inner voice. And that was the one that I was talking about before, if nothing else, is just incredible. The vital scan, this scans the energetic state of the of your blood biology in over 800 items. So it scans the blood in less than 3 minutes and is equivalent to getting hundreds of dollars worth of blood work done. It identifies energetic imbalances such as toxins, hormones, micro macro minerals, mold, bacteria, parasites, food allergies / sensitivities, heavy metals, and so much more. It can show you things like bacterial and viral things going on in the body. Now, that's not to say that you necessarily have all of those things. I know for myself, you know, I've had a client recently where tuberculosis showed up, and it was really interesting because it was ancestral, but yet they were holding the frequency and the energy from that past ancestry. So it's really interesting to see those types of things come up as well. It scans
I talk to people about their microbiome as well. So usually it's the hardiest infections that tend to be in the microbiome. And even with our brain, with our survival patterns, we can have up to 7 generations of survival patterns stored in our brain. So when we have some of these, because obviously when you have a look, there are different psychoses and things in that in homeopathic terms are talking about specific things that come down through our inherited and genetic memory. So whenever I'm looking at those, I always think about the microbiome as well. 200 years ago, 7 generations. It's not that long ago when things were very, very different.
That's so true. Absolutely. And to be able to see it in a much bigger picture. And for those who may not even necessarily understand it as such, you know, to be able to scan and then optimize the frequencies and know that it is just doing your body good is enough for many people, you know, but for those who are practitioners of whatever description, to be able to go into depth that little bit more or as much as you want to really is huge. And to be able to put pieces of puzzles together for people that, you know, don't know why they've got anxiety. Why have I had anxiety for 20 years? Or, you know, why is this showing up in my body? Why is my belly always bloated? Or, you know, whatever the case may be, why am I feeling flat and no energy? To be able to see different things and physically be able to show them on a report in the body is just such a phenomenal tool. I really love the food sensitivities side of it. So for me, there's a what we call an easy scan, which is a combination of all these bigger scans down into one that we do daily, and it will show you only what couldn't be recorrected. So from the food sensitivity perspective, it's great to actually be able to see what you should be avoiding for that day. Could you imagine being able to get up in the morning, press the button, and know what your body doesn't want you to consume that day because it can't process it? I mean, I'm sure that mine's faulty because mine sometimes says coffee. So I choose to ignore that. But every other one I do listen to. I only have one a day and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not compromising with you. So sometimes my device and I have a little bit of a tiff over that one. But apart from that, and it is always bang on. And it can be sometimes too quite funny if it's something that you've eaten a lot of, it will come up and say, hey, it's, you know, it's like avocado or something like that. For me, when I was on a keto diet, butter and avocado used to come up for me all the time. It's like my body was saying, stop, for goodness sake, like give the liver a break. We can't process. You know, so it's really good to be able to see what's going on in the body. So what this does is it scans and then sends you the balancing frequencies to guide the body toward homeostasis and shows the results based on whether the frequencies are in or out of range. So it makes the actual reporting side of things also very, very easy to work out as well and to understand, which I love. So that's just an example of one of the classic reports. There is another report that does go a little bit more in depth. This is the comprehensive scan. So this is more similar, I guess, to looking at something like an MRI or a CT scan. So when I was talking a little bit earlier about my shoulder, this was particularly the scan that I did to see what was going on. Now, you can scan everything or you can actually deselect and only scan certain things. So what it does is it scans all of the physical components of the body, including arteries, veins, nerves, organs, lymphatic system, chromosomes, spine, vertebrae, muscles, ligaments, glands, teeth, and so much more. You can optimize the areas in your body by clicking a button to send the optimizing frequencies to shift those frequencies back into their optimal state. I always talk about it, about teaching those certain parts of the body to behave. That's my terminology. The results actually come on a 35-page report and show you what was scanned with a detailed list of each part of the anatomy and where it falls energetically on a scale of 1 to 9, with 5 being the balance and in range and the healthy. That's where we want it to be, is around a 5. The body system scan is what Madonna was talking a little bit about before, and this scans and optimizes all 13 body systems within the body and provides a detailed description of each system in the body, potential causes of it, the frequencies that were imbalanced, and gives a personalized recommendation also to improve those frequency statistics. So that's where Madonna was talking about before with, you know, increase your hydration, lower your stress. It could be, you know, go and get chiropractic care, something along those lines. It will give you those suggestions on how you can improve those actual systems within the body. So the program finds and optimizes the largest 65 trapped emotions and lists which body system they are stored in and how they are affecting your body. It's really incredible to truly understand how important it is to have our emotions in check. And that's why we always start with the inner voice scan, always. So this is something I was touching on before, is the subtle energy frequencies. This is where you have the ability to imprint. These are Cepi dots. So that's what we show you there. They're called Cepi dots. That's what I was referring to before, which are a small foil dot that stick to the skin. And that frequency holds for up to, well, it holds for, not up to, for 72 hours, so 3 days. And you can really imprint any frequency into that. There are thousands of frequencies available in the device, including a full homeopathy profile, quantum flowers, detox frequencies, so many things. So plus emotional ones as well. If you're just wanting to have that emotional support, you can imprint frequencies either into the subtle energy frequency dots, but you can also imprint into sugar pellets, jewelry, juice, water, anything like that as well. So for me, I have the entire homeopathy profile in my easy scan, which I do every morning. So it will actually tell me what homeopathy I need in that moment. I sit my glass of water on the device. I clear the energy, so erase any holding energy of that glass of water out, then imprint the homeopathy straight into my water and drink that down. So it's incredible. So everything from, we also can do chakras as well, the bark flowers, heavy metals, and so much more. It's absolutely incredible. Is this something that you utilize regularly, Madonna?
I use the imprinting every morning. I put my coffee on it in the morning.
Does it ever tell you not to have coffee?
I don't look until after I have my coffee. Thank you very much.
Ah, that's the key. Right. I got it. I love that.
It's all about the order of things. Yeah.
True. I like that.
I have however, used the Cepi dots, and I do have some of the homeopathic pillules.
Right. Do you have Cepi dots yet?
No, I don't. I was doing an order with a little red doohickey last night, but I found...
Amazing.
Yeah, I haven't ordered it yet. I found a unpaid tax bill yesterday, so it has to be paid.
Oh, no one wants that.
No.
Well, if you happen to have a little visitor tomorrow, one might bring you some Cepi dots if one remembers.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Yeah, I wanted to say about the foods too. There's a process within the naturopathic world that costs naturopaths many thousands of dollars to do. And there's a process where people have their blood sent off and they get a very specific list of foods that they can eat. And people, if they stick to that, they do awesomely, they lose weight, they feel fantastic, they have more energy, but it doesn't change. And every time they have to get the work done again, they have to send it back to Germany again, costs a small bomb each time. Oh. So one of my clients actually she's done that process. She's done the training. She's done the process. Yeah. She's followed the food. She feels fantastic. I did the scan on her when she was in the clinic and she said, oh my gosh, it's amazing how accurate your device is because it's identical to this other process. And I said, yes, but this one will change as you change.
Exactly. That's so true. Do you know, a while ago, I had my daughter, Addison, I had her intolerances and everything checked because I had not had that done since she was about 2 or 3. And I wanted to see what had shifted and changed because she had quite a number of intolerances when she was little. And when I got that done, we didn't have this available on the scanning device at the time. And that's one of the beautiful things about this is it continues to grow and evolve. So we didn't have that at the time, but we did have it after I'd done the test, of course. So I'd done and paid for it. It was about $300 and something. And anyway, it had to get sent off to somewhere and it took about a month and a bit to come back. And in the time that it had gone and come back, that was when the this part of it had launched on the AO scan. So of course I've scanned her. So when I had the appointment with the naturopath, I took these scan results back in with me. And so she went through all of the results for Addison of what was received back. And it was a great report, don't get me wrong. But I said, oh, there was things on my report that were showing on the AO scan that she hadn't mentioned. And I said, oh, what about this, 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 and this? She said, oh, they don't test for that. So it's incredible to see that we had so much more covered. And as you say, like I could go and get that done every 2 to 3 years for her, or even every 12 months, and it cost me $300 or $400. Or I could do it daily and just see what her body is and isn't needing. Like there was a time there where gluten continually was showing up for her. And I said to her, babe, we got to get off gluten for a while. And I did. And I took her off gluten and sure enough, it all realigned. And now I slowly back introduced a little bit and her body is fine with it. But had I have not had that in the palm of my hands, I would have kept her on gluten and, you know, I'm sure you can share what would have happened with her body if I had kept doing that. Like it's horrendous. You know, the inflammation and everything else that would have happened is terrible, yet I would never have known. So
of
really
course,
interesting.
They started manipulating gluten back after World War One. So there was such a worldwide shortage of food that two strains of wheat got genetically bound together. And there was heaps more gluten in it than there had ever been before. And one was an Italian strain, one was a Greek strain. They're both very, very well tolerated. But once you start messing with these things genetically, which, of course, now we're just bombarded with that food-wise all over the planet. So it destroys the villi in the intestines when we have too much. So we just don't, you know, as we destroy them, we get less and less enzyme release. We've got less immune system, 90% of immune systems in the gut. So, and obviously a lot of it is the glyphosate. So I just wanted to mention about allergies as well. I had a vegetarian family that I've been seeing for many, many years. And the young lad came in and they'd spent $1,500 on a whole bunch of intolerances and testing for foods. Because the whole family got done. And there was nothing that he could eat that were his vegetarian proteins. I just had a look at this list and I said, oh, my Lord, what are we going to do? Whereas all the meats and fish were fine, just by the way. But anyway, so it was really interesting because then when I used kinesiology to muscle test up, if I asked about those same foods in organic, they were fine.
Yeah.
They were not fine, regular garden variety. Pesticide, herbicide food. So that was also really interesting. So if you took that toxic load out of the body, then his body could cope with most of it.
Yeah, which is really interesting. And it's so true, isn't it? You know, I don't think a lot of people realize in the buying of their fruit and vegetables just how much toxicity and these harsh chemicals, like they really are horrendous. I know when my dad got diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer, bless his soul, he was shocked because he was fit, he was healthy. And one of the first questions they asked him was, did you work on or grow up on a farm? Because prostate cancer back in the day, men used to die with it. They never, ever died from it. And all of a sudden, here he was extremely ill with what ended up being 5 months to live. And that was one of their questions to him. And I grew up on a farm, you know, and, you know, I had fertility issues. It was one of the questions that was asked to me when I had fertility issues was, did you grow up on a farm? And I said, as a matter of fact, yes, I did. I grew up on a beautiful macadamia and avocado plantation. But unfortunately, and I can still, if I even talk about it, I could still smell the smell of the pesticides that my dad would use. And he would wear a mask, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't enough, you know, and it certainly wasn't enough for all of us being seeing that on a regular basis and living within it, but all of the fruits and vegetables and how they are doused in these chemicals, unless you are consuming spray-free or organic, it's something that people really need to be mindful of, and washing them doesn't do the trick. You know, these fruits and vegetables absorb the chemicals. You know, it's very, very difficult. There's a, I think it's called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So you can Google that. They're the big no-nos of what you would never or should never consume that's not organic. And the other ones that are like, if you have to, that's kind of okay, but preferably not. But if you had to, that's, you know, what you could do. So the clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, you can Google to check that out. I think the important thing to really focus on this evening is to talk about all of those scans sound amazing, but how difficult is it to actually utilize the device and read these scans? And the beautiful thing that I love about Solex is that they have created a university. So the basic university is free. You get that with your device and the software, and you can learn right from turning the device on how to run a scan, how to put somebody's profile in. And it is really simple, I promise you. I don't have the best history with technology, so I can assure you if I can do it, you can too. So that training is absolutely free. And we also have an incredible support network as well, both on Facebook and Messenger, to be able to help people with their journey as well. So when people do get their device, it's not like you just left. You are well supported in that space also. So just a disclaimer again that the AO scan is not a medical device. It is not used to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any form of a disease, and is solely for educational use. And we really encourage you that if you haven't experienced the AO scan, please reach out to the person that invited you to this call, because honestly, it's to be able to truly see what's going on inside the body and learn about how this tool can benefit yourself, first and foremost, your family, and also your community, and particularly your clients, if you're a practitioner, then, you know, it's just what an incredible opportunity to be able to do that. So again, just reach out to the person who invited you, and I'm sure that they'll be able to do a scan for you. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Madonna?
No, look, I just think this time on the planet, we really need to be looking after each other and paying attention to our health. Doctors are not going to be able to help us as well as they have been able to in the past. As we know, things have really shifted energetically in the last 3 years. The more we do for ourselves, our family and friends, the better.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when it comes down to a cost factor of this, it is literally on a monthly basis the price of what one bioresonance scan would cost you probably with a practitioner, or less for that matter. So to be able to have this in the palm of your hand and run scans for yourself every single day, or if something happens where you have a family member who needs, you know, needs to know what's going on in their body, to be able to do that at a click of a button at any time of the day is just such an absolute blessing. So not just to find out what's going on in the body, but to be able to support it as well. I know my daughter had a little bit of a tummy ache when we were overseas recently. Now, back in the day, I would have probably freaked out a lot because I'm in a country where I wouldn't know what to do or where to go. But I have this tool now that is in the palm of my hand to be able to help her. And that gives me a huge amount of confidence to be able to help her whenever I need to, and all of my family. So I just feel so blessed to have come across it. I feel very blessed to be partnered not only with the company, but the incredible people energetically that it draws in, such as you, Madonna. It's just such an absolute blessing to have you in my life, and for us to align in this way is just absolutely incredible. And I thank you for being a part of it, and also too for being here tonight to help educate everyone on the AO scan as well.
No, you are absolutely welcome. The time is awesome. Now. We need to look after ourselves.
I agree. Absolutely. I think the shift is the shift. When the shift was coming and I saw this device, I knew we had to have this in our country. The shift is happening now. And this is why people are seeing this. You know, if they're watching this recording or they're watching this live or whatever the case may be, there is a reason that you are here. And I think that once people experience it and they get it, it's just such a blessing for us to have. So I truly feel very, very grateful.
As do I.
Beautiful. Yeah, wonderful. Well, that is it from us this evening, everyone. We thank you all for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure. If you have any questions in regards to this incredible technology, please reach out again to the person who's invited you, and I'm sure that they will be more than happy to do a scan for you. And we just thank you for your time this evening, or if you're watching the recording, we look forward to welcoming you into our collaborative. So that is it from Madonna and I this evening. And we thank you very, very much. So thank you and good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.